lucky enough to go down to the Melbourne Storm and talk to assistant coach Jason Riles. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The Storm, as per usual, down in Melbourne, going about their business. And I'm assuming everything's going well, because we don't hear a lot about them in Sydney.
Yeah, that's probably one of the advantages of being down here. But, yeah, just at the moment, we're just down here at Geelong Grammar School on a two-week camp. So last day for the week, and then the boys get 2 days off.
All right, let's start with the tough questions. Billy Slater, of his shoulder. Where's he at?
Yeah, he's training really well. He started his contact, so he's he's in pretty good shape at the moment and increasing that level of contact every week. So he's looking pretty good.
Auckland Nines?
Yeah, so it's...
Will he make it?
No, Bill won't play in that. It's definitely be playing in our 13v13 trials, but, it's not worth the risk of sending a player of his quality to the Nines, I don't think.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, it is. It's really good for us. It's a real boost. He's probably done two pre-seasons now. Last year, not been getting the opportunity to play the full season, but he's been back in full training for quite a while now. So hopefully he transfers that into a good NRL season.
The disappointment of that grand final loss, Jason. How does the coaching staff go about that disappointment along with the senior players? And is it put to bed, or is that motivation for the upcoming year?
Oh, I think it's certainly motivation in the back of everyone's mind, and certainly doesn't sit well in your tummy when you see and hear about it. But we've certainly addressed it and moved on from it, and just seen what we can learn from it. So there's certainly a real desire to. To perform well again this year and hopefully avenge that loss.
With the loss of Blake Green to the Manly Seagulls, you've got a vacancy at that number six spot. Billy Slater coming back into the team. Cameron Munster, does he get first crack at number six?
Yeah, at this stage, I think, Cameron would probably be the front runner, but there's a few candidates there. There's a few young guys there. Brody Cross training really well at the moment, so... we'll see how things pan out, but I'd probably imagine that Cameron would get the first crack at that, especially in the trials, and we'll just see how the balance of the team works out and go from there. So it's certainly a huge bonus for us having Bill back, and then also having the likes of Cameron Munster being able to play him as a bit more of a runner.
The destructive Kevin Proctor, particularly on that right hand side, who looks to be the looming likely replacement there?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit of an open one at the moment. It's it depends on trial form. So, Felice Kafusi, Nelson Asofa Solomona are two of the guys that come to mind straight away. So, we've got a few young guys there, Joe Stimson as well, who's done his time in Q Cup and in our lower grade team. So, certainly a bit of an opening there for someone to take an opportunity should they perform well in the trials. But they're probably the three candidates at the moment.
And what about the big guns of Smith and Cronk? Are they back in training after a pretty tough long year with the Australian tour, the Kangaroo tour at the end of the year?
Yeah, they're back. They came back last Thursday. So, you've got to slowly integrate them into training over a couple of days. But the players that they are and the people that they are, they can't wait to get back into it. So it's more about holding them back than, just to protect themselves. So, they've been in training especially this week down in Geelong, and training really well and sort of picked up where they left off last season.
Mate, he's 33 years of age now. Cameron, look, how hard does he have to be managed? Do you have to is there thoughts that the coaching staff might have to, protect him from himself a little bit throughout the 2017 season?
Yeah, definitely. It's Cameron, I don't know if he's have noticed, but he's whenever Craig tries to get him off the field, there's an almighty go away.
So, yeah, kerfuffle.
A bit of a kerfuffle. So, and I guess that's probably one of the traits that's made in the player that he is. So, again, it's managing them, especially during that Origin period. But they certainly they're well aware that they need to get the work in this preseason, and that's where they sort of set their season up. So. Yeah, it's probably more us guys protecting him from himself.
What about Craig Bellamy? He's there's been some talk or speculation about his contract. I know he's got a couple of years to go still with the Storm. You're the man to take over?
No, definitely not. It's I'm only a baby, Stu, so I've got a lot of... I'm doing my apprenticeship, and there's a guy down here, Adam O'Brien, who's been here for quite a while, and he's very similar to Craig. So he's got a lot of similar traits to Craig, and he's you know, he's done his time. So yeah, we'll wait and see what happens with Craig over the next couple of years, and whether he decides to stay on. But I'll be honest, I'm not. He'll drive his family crazy if he retires. So if I was a betting man, I'd be thinking he'd be going on again.
Yeah.
So, hey, can I ask you a quick? Do you get to put the headphones on when Craig's giving one of his almighty rants? And do you get to listen to it?
Well, I hear it in the background. So Adam O'Brien talks to me via Craig.
Oh, okay, right. So you don't get it.
Craig talks to me via Adam, so, and then Adam's, you know, directing me what to do. So I'm the messenger, so I've just got to filter what comes down. And sometimes I don't need the headphones to hear him if the box is close enough.
Just a quick one, mate. Josh Adokar, how's he going? Marika Korobidi, a massive loss.
Yeah. He's. I think it goes without saying Marika's, you know, he's very hard to replace. He's certainly gives us a lot of punch at the back of the field, and you know what he's like with finishing off with tries. But Josh has come down, and he's training very hard at the moment. And yeah, I think I'd love to see him and Marika have a race. Actually, it'd be very close.
Yeah.
Certainly got a lot of gas there, and you know, he's impressed us so far just with his work ethic and his attitude to training, and you know, being part of the team. So that's been a real plus for him, and hopefully, again, he can transfer that tough pre-season training into a NRL season.
Jason, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck to the Storm. Good luck in the Auckland Nines and all the pre-season, and I'm sure at the end of the year we'll be talking about the Melbourne Storm again.
No worries. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
There he is, Jason Riles from down there at the Melbourne Storm.
Good man.
Good front row. Good fella. Good, doing good things in the coaching world.